You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, hour number three on a Friday afternoon. Local, state, and national, man. We cover down all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, so here's the deal. We have done one dipper. We called it Fighting Back. We talked about impeachments, what impeachments mean, what they entail. Oh, by the way, what impeachments could we foresee happening, and what's going on with this possibility of impeachment in Georgia. We had Mo Brooks on, and we discussed it. The next thing I had planned on having was a dipper called Magic Bus, and we're not going to get there yet because I'm having to skip forward right now to number three. I'm calling it Rolling the Dice. So gambling, whoo, the history of gambling in Alabama. I don't care how you feel about casinos. Set that aside for a second. There has been a jackleg attempt by the legislature multiple times to just do things to benefit some bad actors. Even if you like gambling, which I'm not a fan, even if you like gambling, the fact that we've had the same sorry individuals jimmying up our systems and infiltrating and, you know, and debasing our politics has been going on for way too long. Someone who has seen it a lot because of her time working in policy, working in state government, is our friend Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. And API, by the way, has been at the forefront for many, many years on the issue of gambling in Alabama and the corruption that it brings. Stephanie Smith's on the phone right now. My friend Stephanie Smith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, listen, it's coming. I mean, they say it's coming. You can smell it coming. once again, the same old is going to attempt to bring itself to the forefront and get casinos, and the same bad actors who don't pay their taxes and violate our current laws are going to want a piece of the pie. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's pretty well confirmed at this point that there'll be gambling legislation in 2024. There were these ad hoc committees in the House that were formed to study gambling and the expansion of gambling. And those have been meeting. I know they met once a week during the legislative session. I don't know how often they've met in the off season, but I do know that they have been meeting. There's a Republican ad hoc committee and a Democrat ad hoc committee. And the theory was that really the problem with passing legislation on gambling in the state of Alabama was that, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans couldn't agree. You know, I would take a step back from that, you know, in the first place and say that, you know, for the most part, Republicans shouldn't be agreeing on the expansion of gambling at all, because it's an expansion of state government and bureaucracy.
Yep.
And if you're truly a limited government Republican, then you should be against gambling, even if you're for gambling, because what you shouldn't want is the government picking winners and losers. And you shouldn't want an expansion of the state budgets, and you shouldn't want an expansion of the state bureaucracy. So regardless of how you feel about Las Vegas or casinos or even, you know, a scratch-off ticket when you're on vacation in Florida, the expansion of gambling in the state of Alabama expands state government.
It absolutely does. And, you know, just to back up what she's saying there, just like we just saw, and I've talked about it at length recently, marijuana. Everybody needed medical marijuana. Got to have medical marijuana. What do we have? We have the Cannabis Commission, which has now got all kinds of rights and privileges, and it's growing. It has no cap on its size of its staffing, and its taxation, and its, like, violation of civil liberties. It's a big, huge chunk of government. But we got the cannabis. Wow! But we got a huge chunk of what I would call non-Republican-oriented governance. And the same thing's going to happen here. You're going to wind up having a gambling commission. You're going to wind up having it having its own enforcement officers. It's going to be problematic, and it's going to be regulatory, which means that even though a casino is a casino, it's still a private enterprise. The last thing you want is to have to create more regulatory burdens, but they will. And you're right. I think that's one of the things that people forget has to happen the way this thing works.
Yeah, and that's even just with a state lottery specifically. You know, a lot of people will say, okay, well, I'm not for casinos or I'm not for sports betting, but why don't we just have a lottery? Well, just having a lottery necessitates having that entire bureaucratic apparatus set up, just like the Cannabis Commission.
Yeah.
And just like the Cannabis Commission, there it will be rife with corruption. You know, Alabama has historically been, you know, one of the more politically corrupt states in the nation. And why would we want to invite more of that into our political system? So, you know, you have a situation to where there are current operators that are currently breaking the law that are not being held to account on enforceability. And then all of the bills in recent history have done nothing but reward those lawbreakers by giving them a monopoly over gambling in over the expansion of gambling in our state. So we're not talking about a free market. We're not talking about something that government is getting out of. We're talking about something that government is entering into and then attempting to wrangle. But the one of the things that nobody wants to talk about, but it's pretty clear when you look at the data from other states where gambling is legal, that it actually increases illegal gambling as well.
Wow. Wow. There's a stat. I tell you what.
Yeah, and the reason it does that is because the legal gambling operations are being curtailed and regulated and taxed by the state. Well, what's going to stop the creation or the perpetuation of a black market that's not taxed when something is legal?
Well, and you can already hear, too, the way they're going to sell this. I mean, they're going to wind up having some way of saying, it's for the children. We'll fund education with it. We'll be able to do grants for schools. We'll be able to you know, build things that our children need. And it's such a crappy argument, but people buy it, and that's what's so frustrating. And they'll get the teachers union will get all of their membership to line up at the polls and tell them, you do this and you'll all get raises. I mean, it's really been sick the way they've twisted this in the past, and I foresee them doing that again.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And it's disingenuous. They always throw something in there about it for the children. That last iteration that came through barely had anything about education at all, but it did, you know, make mention of it so that they could say it was, you know, an education lottery or, you know, something for the children. But, you know, the brass tacks on education funding is that education funding has increased by almost 50% in the last 10 years.
Yep.
And the last thing that we need is to be throwing more money at a failed system.
Oh, yeah. Preach. There's a whole nother montage we can do on that one.
Yeah, we definitely
should. Hey, let me ask you this. Sticking with the gambling theme, I took issue with something yesterday, and I'm going to be reaching out to Representative Andy Witt, given an opportunity to come on the show if he wants to. But there's a story that came out on AL Daily News. Alabama Daily News has this piece 4 days ago. And Representative Witt says that he recently went around to at least a dozen illegal gambling sites himself, which I find to be rather interesting, that a state official is just traveling around touring illegal sites. But then he also says, and we heard this from Governor Ivey, it's to me, I'm going to go ahead and just poison the well with my commentary and say, I find this to be one of the least attractive, you know, lack of leadership type comments that, well, this is illegal activity and it's happening anyway, so we might as well regulate it so we can tax it. And I'm thinking, you could say that about prostitution.
But, absolutely.
But
I take it a step further and say sex trafficking is happening in the state.
There you go.
And so, you know, even child sex trafficking, child abuse is happening in the state. If there was some way to tax and regulate that, would we do that? And if not, where is the line?
Yep.
Because we know that gambling brings those negative societal impacts wherever gambling goes. And so you're bringing those negative things in when you tax and regulate it, but you're not helping people on the other side. And I agree with you. I mean, if we've got state officials, you know, Representative Witt or any other state officials that are not in law enforcement, but have a list of places that are breaking the law, and instead of giving that over to law enforcement and the correct authorities, they're going around and interviewing these folks or documenting it themselves, I'm not sure that that's the right form of leadership that we need in this. Now, I do think that the reason behind that kind of attitude is they're trying to make this argument of it's happening everywhere, so we've got to choose these special eight people to have the monopoly so that the other people, you know, that are doing this, basically money laundering and gambling operations behind a thrift store, I think he said, or something like that, that those things will stop. But the problem is, in every other state, again, in every other state where gambling is legal, those actually increase rather than decrease, because the people who are law then that are paying the taxes and participating in the regulation then have that certain market. But then there's also still this black market of cheaters.
Yep.
And so what ends up happening is that the government picks winners and losers, but then the cheaters still are cheating. So it's about like gun laws. You know, I mean, there's a sign there that says don't bring a gun, but if you're not legally minded and you really don't care what the authority has to say, you don't care.
Yeah.
You're still going to carry a gun in there.
Yeah. You nailed it. Well, listen, I tell you what, we're up against a break right now. You want to hold on during the break? We can.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's come back from this break and talk about, all right, where is it going? What do we see happening? What kind of legislation do we imagine they might propose? And then what should people be thinking about that legislation? All right. All right, there's that. We're with Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, talking about gambling rearing its ugly head once again in our state legislature. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. That's right. Hey, Stephanie Smith from Alabama Policy, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, is on with us. Hey, Stephanie, before we start going again, I got to tell you, one of my listeners, Don from Cairo, Alabama, just texted in and said, with regards to gambling, said, let's put Don Siegelman in charge of all the gambling. He'll take care of everything.
What a great idea.
I told Bummer you laugh. Didn't I say that? She laughed.
You did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, listen, so real quick, as we get into the actual policy side of this, I mean, sometimes policy is fighting the bad legislation. Sometimes policy is, you know, pushing for it. The interesting thing is we have these sort of ad hoc committees that are meeting. And are they actually drafting legislation, or are they just sitting around talking or maybe going and trying out the craps tables? What are they doing?
Yeah, my understanding is that during the legislative session, it was a lot of discussion, and now they are drafting legislation.
Okay. I think the things that are on the table, and I hate to even say it that way, it's like a pun, but the things that are on the table right now are a compact with the Poarch Creek Indians to allow them to expand their current operations. The expansion of, Class 5 gaming? Is that what I'm looking for? Casino gaming in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, then there's the lottery. And they had an omnibus bill last time that was the most awful piece of legislation I've ever seen, trying to give monopolies and designate where in the state you were allowed to build. It was just crazy. What do you see coming?
Yeah, the last several bills have been kind of that big omnibus bill that really, once you read through them, you're like, wow, you can't even really make this up, because it included some wonderful extras like the police have no jurisdiction on casino land. God. They have their own law enforcement, and so they're in charge of their, you know, regulating themselves as far as law enforcement goes.
That's
going
to go awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a safety problem at all. But also, it's one of those, you know, they just kind of carved out exactly what they wanted. And frankly, the reason that those, you know, the last two iterations of that bill failed were not because they were bad pieces of legislation, though that's why I was personally against them and API has been against them. It was that the people that were left off of the monopoly list got so angry that they killed it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And so it wasn't that people that were against gambling killed them, though we did work on that. It was that, you know, people who wanted a piece of the pie didn't get a big enough piece of the pie, and so they're waiting for the bigger piece of the pie.
Yep.
And so I imagine it's going to be pretty difficult to have a piece of legislation that everyone agrees to enough to get enough votes without it being the omnibus legislation. I mean, the folks that are currently running illegal operations are not going to allow a, quote, straight lottery bill, and it's debatable whether or not that's even possible.
Right.
But a straight lottery bill to see the light of day, because once a straight lottery bill passes and goes before the people, then there's really no chance of an expansion of casino gambling, because if you look at the stats, and I haven't seen any current data on this, polling on this, but most people think that if a straight lottery came before the people in a vote, it would pass. But if casinos came before the people in a vote, it would fail. So they lump them together. And then we've got the third piece of this, which now is something completely not new, but the technology behind it is new, which is sports betting.
Oh, yeah.
And
thank you.
In North Carolina, they have been fighting an expansion of casinos. They've been fighting sports betting. And what you said earlier about the Cannabis Commission and a gambling commission is exactly what has just happened in North Carolina, where they had a very limited Indian-based casino situation that they allowed to expand, and then now the Gambling Commission has voted to allow full sports betting in the entire state of North Carolina, unfettered.
Didn't we just lose a baseball coach at University of Alabama for this? I mean,
I believe we did. And Coach Saban had Pete Rose in to talk to the team a week or so ago to talk about the dangers of gambling.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we know where Nick Saban falls on, not that I speak for him, but I guess we know where he falls on the subject of sports betting.
Well, you know what? We'll wait and see. But here's the bottom line. You mentioned it earlier, and I've said it on my show multiple times. The bad actors who have been breaking our laws for a year, because the idea that gambling's out there and it's happening, we need to regulate it, we can regulate it now. We have laws in place. We don't have to build up government and have more of it. We can enforce the current laws, and wow, look what could happen. But the truth is, the bad actors who have been in this state breaking our laws for years are also the same ones who keep providing the language they want written into the law to benefit them later. And it's a negative cycle. We'll see what happens, but we'll be in the fight with you.
It is, and it's one of those things that, you know, people like us just see and understand that it's bad for the state, and we're going to be against it no matter what.
All right, Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. Tell them where they can find you if they want to know more about your work.
You can find us on all the social media accounts and at alabamapolicy.org.
All right, my friend. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thanks, Phil.
All right, there you have it. Man, I tell you what, we'll come back and take a bunch of text messages, a bunch of them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.